So Ron Lieber is still with us, personal finance reporter for The New York Times. Ron, can you we want to give you some sort of listener responses on this student loan question. And, of course, people can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org. But can you address our listeners' sort of attitude that a student loan is a promise for a lifestyle that he sort of suggested there in the last segment, Ron?
Well, you know, that view is an extreme version of something that I actually think makes a certain amount of sense. The schools themselves, not so much the loan companies, but the schools that encourage you to take out the debt, because they basically tell you to do so on your financial aid award, award letter that you get when you're 17 or 18 and applying to school in the first place and basically signing up for 4 years of increasing amounts of debt, you know, the school is – they're not implicitly promising anything, but, you know, they're making things seem all sunny and cheery. And the financial aid office does not say to the parents of the 18-year-old or to the 18-year-old him or herself, hey, mister, hey, ma'am, this is all going to add up to $40,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 by the time you're done. And we're going to charge you $50,000 rack rate for this privilege. And you better think really, really hard about what that's going to mean for you at $800 a month if you graduate into a recession. Or even if you make $40,000 a year, $800 a month is going to be tough to do, particularly in some place like New York and San Francisco. So you better think hard about it. They're not in the business of trying to convince people not to come.
Right. And the colleges get the money up front, and it's really fueled in inflation and tuition prices, which is a whole other story. Listen to this response from Oklahoma.
This is Vicky from Stillwater, Oklahoma. It took me 19 and a half years to pay off what at the time was crippling student loan debt. I have a daughter who's in school again, and she is faced with this, but unfortunately some of her loans are private. We need to do more for everybody.
Do you think there's an important disclosure question on private versus public loans? Because even our listener in the last segment didn't know which was which here.
Yeah, I think there needs to be more of a disclosure. But look, I mean, this stuff is really confusing. A lot of colleges are doing the best they can. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, that new Consumer Bureau in Washington, was just out this week with some new forms and calculators and comparison tools that can and probably will help some people. But, you know, people have to be looking for that stuff in the first place. The colleges absolutely need to do more. And part of the reason I think they haven't done more is that they're afraid that when people see the numbers and what they will be facing when they graduate, that they're just going to go to community college and then the local state school.
Yeah, they're afraid of turning out like Brad from Kenosha, Wisconsin, who wrote us this. I have over $130,000 in student loans, so I have been paying nearly $1,000 a month for 17 years. I still owe $100,000. The interest is a joke. Now I'm 50 and stuck working in a public health clinic. My dream of retiring early. Ha, what a joke. If young people knew that going into their college loans, they wouldn't go to college.
I think that's probably true, or in the very least, they would go to community college for, you know, what might be free or very little money, and, you know, and then they would transfer to, you know, a local state institution. They would live at home. They would take a couple years off to work and earn money. They would do whatever they could, you know, to make sure they ended up more like Chris. I mean, I'd say Chris is pretty lucky at $14,000 of debt, you know, 3 years out of school, you know, so that's the, you know, that's the decision that people face.
It's a huge story, and the system right now may not be sustainable. Ron Lieber, personal finance reporter for The New York Times on student loan debt. Thanks so much, Ron.
Good to be on.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.